Blackstone Audio presents Mortal Fall, a novel of suspense by Christine Carbo. This book is read by R.C. Bray. For my husband, Jamie. I must create a system or be enslaved by another man's. William Blake, Jerusalem. Prologue. I slowly slid across the torn seat to the open car door where my brother's friend Todd stood braced against the wind. My best friend Nathan sat next to me, looking equal parts resigned and irritated. The wind nipped my face the second I stepped out. I wrapped my arms around my chest as we walked off the road into the dried, grassy field toward the tree. We followed my brother Adam and Todd and another friend of theirs, Perry. All three were in high school. Nathan and I were 4 years younger, in seventh grade, and still gullible at 12 years old. We'd been talked into going with them. Nathan had warned me that it was just another trick played by Adam and his buddies, but this time I thought it was different. I'd begun to believe, or maybe just wanted to believe, Adam was telling me the truth for a change. Plus, it was Halloween night, and I was up for something different. Something other than staying home watching Dad drink too many beers while trying to convince my mom that the trick-or-treaters knocking on the door weren't coming to kill us. The moon slid out from behind moody clouds, casting a shimmering dust of light. Adam and his friends strode toward the stately tree guarding the old cemetery like a faithful sentry. Confident and sure of themselves, their frames loomed tall in the pale moonlight, while their shoes scuffed the tangled grass and weeds. The tombstone.